You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki for the KFSK News Department, and today is Wednesday, the 24th of February, 2021. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined online by Greg Spahn, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Joe.
Well, lots to talk about this week. It's been pretty active weather-wise, right?
It has been, and it's going to be active over the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, what have you seen moving through the region in the last few days?
So the last few days, we've had a couple of systems that have been pushing through. They've been giving us some rain, some snow, some wind, but they haven't been quite as powerful as what we're seeing now, as what's moving in right now today as we speak. We have a real powerful system moving into the region right now. As it enters the panhandle, it's going to bring some rain and snow to Petersburg through the day today and tonight, even some minor snow accumulations perhaps overnight tonight as well. By tomorrow, the worst of that rain and snow should be out of here, and we'll have a more shower-focused regime, with showers slowly diminishing on Friday before a real big rainmaker moves in on Saturday.
Are there big winds associated with both of these?
There are big winds associated with the first one, the one that's coming in today. The worst of those winds should stay away from Petersburg itself, but the inner channels especially will have gale force winds through today and tonight. Tomorrow, maybe 20 to 25 knots for some of those inner channels, and winds will slowly diminish on Friday. Saturday's system shouldn't have quite as much in the way of winds, but what it might lack in winds, it will make up for with rain.
Okay, you're seeing, expecting some pretty heavy amounts?
We are expecting some pretty heavy amounts right now. Too soon to give you exact numbers, but you know the system has a lot of moisture with it, and with a lot of moisture, especially as we get towards this time of the year, this time of the season, we can see some pretty nice amounts of QPF out of these.
Okay. Kind of feels like we're maybe turning the corner out of winter into spring a little bit. Is that too optimistic?
You know, I would love to share your optimism, but it's too soon to tell.
Okay. Anything else to highlight for this week?
If you're looking for a good day of the week, Friday's going to be the closest we get. You might see a few peaks of sunshine as the showers diminish. I make no promises. But between that, you know, we have one system coming in today, and we're going to have another system coming in on Saturday. So pretty active weather patterns still.
Okay. And as far as temperatures, it's some colder temperatures this week, but it sounds like we're getting back up into the 40s by the weekend, right?
Yeah, temperatures don't look that bad. You know, overnight, they're still going to get pretty chilly. You know, it's Alaska in winter. It's to be expected, but not that bad as right now, no.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.